Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, if you're a regular reader of my blogs or you listen to my podcasts, you'll know that I really like to emphasize the importance of caring for your brain. And Total Somatics teaches you how to care for your health and well-being from the inside out. And that's why within the Total Somatics online program, I teach you more than just somatic movement. You see, there are many facets which complement somatic movement and help you to reduce pain, improve posture, increase mobility, and develop mindfulness. And so in today's episode, we're going to delve deeper into the important area of your health, and that is how to boost your brain. Now, modern demands are creating added pressure to us. And I'm sure from time to time you've thought about driving off into the sunset because life and events can get really quite overwhelming. The reality is, though, we can't just drive off into the sunset when the pressure gets tough. However painful and nauseating it may feel at times, these challenges actually shape and mould us to the person that we are today. Challenges and life events may help you to develop a more empathetic, kind and less judgmental manner. Pressures and stress in life can have a deep impact on your brain health, and that's where Total Somatics comes into play, because Total Somatics will help you to boost and support your brain through your daily activities, so much so that when life throws a curveball at you, you have skills and knowledge to help you with that resilience. And so one area that I'd really like to discuss today is neurogenesis. So what is neurogenesis? Well, neurogenesis is the process whereby new brain cells are created. And I'd like to explain environments whereby neurogenesis thrives and also where it suffers. Now, from previous podcasts, you know, I've used the expression soma. So just to reiterate what this is, a soma is a giant sensory organism that absorbs all emotions, life experiences, injuries, habits, cultural or social norms, and limiting beliefs right back from our childhood up until today. And so that's what we are. We are a soma because we are moulded by these events, and they are really unique in every way. Every one of us is unique. No soma is the same. And so your soma includes how your mind and body interact. So think about the events that have occurred in your life. Have you ever had an emotional time in your life and felt that your body and maybe the physiological processes were deeply impacted? Likewise, did you ever have a problem with your body and maybe it was maybe an injury, chronic pain? And did you notice how it started to mess with your headspace? Now, this is because your soma is absorbing everything that you experience. You see and you experience the world through sensations and feelings. You interpret the world through your senses, and that will be your sight, your hearing, your smell, your touch and taste. Did you know, though, that the rate of neurogenesis is heavily dictated by your emotional state? So when you're anxious, when you're overworked, under pressure, and suffering with disempowering thoughts, words and actions, the rate of new brain cell creation actually slows down or stops. Now, in 2008, it was the first year in human history that there was an equal spread of people living in rural and urban societies. Before then, the balance was tipped towards more people living in rural environments. The brain has been shown in countless research papers to thrive in nature. Your soma feels at home in nature. Research is highlighting that cities, pollution, artificial light, and loud noise are actually putting huge pressure and burden on people's central nervous system and actually reducing the rate of neurogenesis at an alarming rate. It's actually shown that natural environments stimulate neurogenesis. And I'm sure you've probably experienced this firsthand. Because have you ever been for a walk in nature and felt refreshed and recharged? Have you had some great ideas whilst walking in nature? Researchers have also monitored monkeys in the wild and how they absorb their natural environment. And they've compared these monkeys to the ones in captivity, the ones confined to a home with bars or with sterile white walls. And the rate of neurogenesis was very different. The monkeys in activity had a slower rate of neurogenesis. And imagine the impact this has on humans as we begin to live and work in more sterile environments. Now, your amazing brain gets so much information from sensations such as feeling the wind touching your face, feeling the warmth beating down on your skin, and observing leaves moving in the wind and enjoying the sounds and the antics of birds and other wildlife. And being in nature is a total sensory immersion of textures, sounds, sensations, and complex rich experiences such as sound, feeling, temperature, and pressure of wind against your skin. The more you immerse yourself in nature, the greater rate of neurogenesis you have. I know how time can escape you, and as much as you can try and take time to step away from your workstation to get into nature, something always crops up. So to help you, I'd like to introduce you to the Total Somatics online program. And I have lots of audios there. There's lots of ways that you can bring mindful practice into your day. Because if you're unable to get out into nature, there are audios that I've created to help you to wind down your central nervous system. And I would like to encourage you to develop a mindful somatic practice every day so that you can slow down your stress response and you can increase your neurogenesis. When you start observing this subtle yet life-giving action of breathing, you can start sensing and reading how your nervous system is faring. And some of you may say that you're not stressed. However, a learned behavior of suppressing emotion and internalizing stress can create high levels of cortisol and inflammation in your body. And this actually stops neurogenesis, because if you're living in a survival stress response, all your body wants to do is keep you on high alert to either fight or flee. And so this is why it's so important, with me helping you within the Total Somatics online program, I'm there to help you create time for your practice. And so when you do this, it actually helps you to start to bring yourself back to what's really important, and that is to sense and feel what your internal system is telling you and how you can learn to slow down. And when you slow down and you let your body recharge, recalibrate, recuperate, you will start to also increase neurogenesis. And this is basically what you do now is helping you, not just now, but in your future. So if you want to join me online, please do. We've got totalsomatics.com if you want to join me there. And there's a monthly membership, so you can join the membership group and you can be very much involved in all the workshops. There's lots of support material and there's lots of Q&A sessions. So I come online and we can do some live sessions together and just troubleshoot any problems or questions or issues that you have. So until next time, take care. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.